Hello. Hi, Justin?
Yes.
Hi, Justin. It's Jesse. I got your message.
Yes.
For Google. yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know exactly when you called, but I think when you called, I was already out of the office. So,
yeah, it was after 5, so.
Yeah, we leave here at 4 Pacific time, so maybe we were still here, but I guess I didn't see the missed call until just now. So I figured I'd get back to you. So you're looking to do some advertising now?
Yeah, what I had going on kind of went south.
Oh,
so I'm kind of looking at other options, and I figured I'd get a hold of you first because you were not only the cheapest, but you didn't push.
Yeah, I don't really like being pushy, but I appreciate that, you know.
Because literally the last person I spoke with, I forgot what company they were with, but they were like, they literally, within a week, called me 9 times.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
No.
That's crazy.
And what they wanted per month was $12.50.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. No,
oh my
I'm dead
God.
Serious.
That's insane. $12.50 for what? That's
advertising.
Crazy.
Advertising.
I mean, but
like,
what were they doing exactly?
Putting me on the first page of Google, and I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, I've heard of that type of pricing with the organic section. So, like, where HomeAdvisor and Angie's and Yelp, where they list themselves, that is where it can cost like thousands of dollars, but you know, that's typically for companies that want to be seen, you know, throughout the United States and not just in the local area. So the map section is really for that local area. And then, I mean, there's Google Ads and, you know, Google Guaranteed. But those, you know, are obviously going to be a little bit more expensive and, you know, it does give you a little bit more of a radius. But I mean, the map section is really where 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions are happening anyway. So typically people just skip right over the ads and go to the map section.
In all honesty, everyone I had spoken with after you, after our first call anyway, has all been Indonesian people. So that kind of hints, like, throws a red flag, like these are scammers.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate because these days, a lot of companies, you know, are outsourcing, you know, I mean, even like T-Mobile, I mean, you talk to them and it's like, you know, people that are definitely not in the country, you know, and I mean, so I wouldn't necessarily say that, it is, you know, a scam. It's just a lot of companies are doing that now, just outsourcing. And,
well,
you know, that is the great thing about us is we do everything locally. So.
Well, I noticed when I was with Angie, every time I had to call customer service, which they intentionally make you call them, it was always an Indonesian person who would always mess up the calls. So I'd call for one problem, but they'd cause 3 more problems.
Yeah,
I got
tired
of that.
Well, Angie's, they're not... I mean, you know, I feel like I talked to you about this. You know, it's just Angie's, I don't know. I don't like to talk badly about other companies. You know, it's just really not my style. You know, I feel like we all have our own experiences and we all learn a certain way, you know. I mean, I'm that type of person. But Angie's, I work with a lot of their clients and, you know, it's just the thing about them is that they send leads to multiple people in the area that do the same thing, and then you pay for the lead regardless of if you get the job or not. Well, if you're not, like, super quick on it, then that could happen with almost every lead they send you. You know, and if you're busy doing work, you're not going to be just staring at your phone looking at leads. You know what I mean? So that is where I think the downside is for the contractors as opposed to their company. Like, it's a good model for their company and making money, but not for the contractors. Does that kind of make sense?
Kind of.
I mean, was that your experience? Or was something else going on with them?
One of the problems I had with them was they kept sending me leads that I could not get over. Like, I called them, I emailed them, no response.
Yeah.
Well, when I called and complained about it, they wouldn't give me a credit. They still charged me for it. And on top of that, it just seems like they try and make you get a hold of customer care, because it's like every time you call them, they get paid additional. So it's just like, and I'm not the only company that they did this to.
No, not at all. I mean, they're actually in a class action lawsuit right now.
Really?
Well, so, you know, Angie's bought HomeAdvisor, but that's because they merged, because HomeAdvisor specifically, which is the lead source, they call it Angie's Leads, but that is in a class action lawsuit with a Chamber of Commerce for, you know, sending false leads and stuff like that. So.
Well, they're still doing it, so.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Well, I'm glad you got out of that, though. Did you get out of it? Were you able to cancel with them?
Well, I told them over the past couple months that they kept calling me to terminate my account, but they kept sending me leads. So,
well,
so far, I haven't heard anything from them.
Okay. So, if you just don't take the leads from them, does it, like, it doesn't charge you anything, right? If you don't, like, press on it or anything?
Well, whether they send it to you, you open it or not, they still charge you.
Oh, really? Wow.
So my account right now is suspended because I'm not paying them.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like for some reason that it's still active, but it may just take them a little while. But anyways, side note. So let's get into this. Now, I'll be completely honest, Justin. I didn't notate a lot of what we had talked about last time, but I know everything that I'm looking at here in the notes. I probably let you know about our platinum package, which is the $249 month-to-month with the $99 setup fee. So your initial investment is $348. Was that kind of what we talked about?
The thing that I remember us talking about was you said it was like $199 a month, which is basically $200.
Yeah. I mean, we do have a package for that, but I really wouldn't suggest it. The $199 package, it doesn't include Facebook ads. And the Facebook ads, typically my clients receive about 6 calls a day just from those. So it's like if you do the $249 package with me right now, you'll get $100 of ad spend towards Facebook. But if you do $199 and then decide later on that you want to do the Facebook ads, they'll charge you an extra $100. So it would be $299. So, I mean, essentially you're saving $50 with me right now if you just do the $249 package.
So if I go with, like, the $199 package now and then down the road, if I call you back to, like, switch it to the $250 package, I can't do that, or?
No, unfortunately, not once we get you into the $199, because whatever that, from that, we just have to charge an extra $100. So, I mean, I would just suggest it. You know, it's $49 extra, you know, a month. You know, and I mean, it's going to get you that much more business that much quicker. So, the map section of Google is really made for the local businesses, right? And since you're doing about a 40-mile radius, you're going to want that extra marketing for your company, because that, the local map section only gives you about, you know, a 25-mile radius, where the Facebook ads, you can target pretty much anywhere that you're wanting to target. And so essentially what they are is they're retargeted ads. So when somebody looks for your services within your service area and then they go to their newsfeed, your ad is popping up there in their newsfeed. So it's kind of, you know, it recognizes that person as a potential client for you, and then it, you know, pushes your ad in front of their face. You know, I mean, I'm not necessarily myself personally the biggest fan of Facebook, but I know how well it is for companies and what it does for them. You know, I mean, if you think of the demographic of people looking on Facebook, it's generally like people in their 30s and 40s, you know, that are using Facebook nowadays. So you're actually getting people that are like homeowners or, you know, needing things done to their properties or whatever it may be. So that's where those, like, it really boosts your rating and getting your calls, but we can get those up and running within about 30 to 45 days. We're seeing maximum results on the map section of Google takes about, with the Facebook ads, it's 7 to 14 days. With the map section, it takes about 30 to 45 days. So at least you can start generating some work within about a week, 2 weeks.
Okay. I'll have to think about that one. But the main reason why I wanted to call you, do I have to have a web page prior to this, or do you guys make a web page for Google?
I mean, I can absolutely talk to my boss about including that at no additional cost. Normally it's an extra $300, but I mean, if I was able to get him to include that, I mean, sure, you could move forward with it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I could try it out for a couple months to see if it works for me or not.
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. I mean, that's the great thing about our program. I'm sure I've told you that we don't have any contracts. And that, you know, in the first 2 months, you really should see a return on investment. So we ask everybody to give it at least 2 months, but that means you're paying 2 months up front or you're in any type of contract. But, I mean, the great thing is, even if you were to only give it 2 months, you'd still have that online presence, right? So you'd still have up to 60 directory listings, your Google business profile. I'm not sure if you have a Facebook business profile, but we could create you one of those. So, I mean, there still would be a lot of stuff there. It just, you wouldn't be on the first page and you wouldn't be running ads. So we would, you know, create you your Google business profile so you don't have one. So that's something that we'll help to create. You know, I mean, that presence will still be there, right? So, I mean, you'll still have things even if you decide you don't want to continue. But I've never seen anybody cancel on profit. So, I seriously doubt you're going to go anywhere once you start generating those jobs from Facebook and Google.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, so, can you listen to this? Huh?
Yeah, I can ask my boss right now. Just waiting for him to respond. I can just go ahead and, you know, start setting up everything, at least just get some basics. Let me just break it down for you, too, basically exactly how it'll work. Is I will go ahead and, just get some basics about your company, get payment. I'll send you our terms, which is everything we discussed in writing. Then I'll set you up for a client interview. That would be for Monday or Tuesday, whatever you have more free. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, and it's just where, you know, they're going to start setting up everything for your account. So from 5 to 7 days, you'll get your reporting dashboard. This is where they'll be able to you see everything on the back end of your account. So it's really going to be your greatest tool. We don't want you to just take our word for everything. You know, you'll see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, even the location of the searches that are performed, as well as your Facebook ad that's running, if you decide you want to do that one. But then you'll also get your directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we're going to get you your Google business profile, as well as getting you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get the Facebook ads up and running, and then if I can get my boss to approve that website, that would be done. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything would begin to appear there on that first page. So just to break it all down for you. And actually, he just responded to me just now. So, yeah, we can go ahead and include that website at no additional cost.
Okay, cool.
So do you have any questions before I start getting everything set up here, Justin?
I don't, except for...
Okay.
The job that I'm currently on, I'm not getting paid until next Monday, so I can't really pay for anything until then. But I don't know if we can just do all the setup, whatnot, next Monday. That way it's all said and done there.
Yeah, we can do that. No problem. I can set up the account, set up your client interview, and then get your card information, and then I could just run it on Monday. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, perfect. So, Justin, what is your last name? Is it Wilcox? Okay, figured. and then what is the best email for you?
It's going to be Justin Rex, R-E-X, 48, at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. And this is always going to be the best phone number for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. So, here we go, one second. So is the best address for you, is it the 3808 West Drive?
No, that's gotten changed to 3029 South 39th Street. Still Kansas City, Kansas, 66106.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm just going to get some basics here about the company. Now, Justin, anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. I'm not sure if it's required for your industry, and it's not required for Google necessarily, but do you have any, like, licensing or insurance or anything like that?
Unfortunately, as in, not yet. I had to cancel my insurance thanks to Andy.
Oh, man, really?
Yep, it got that bad.
Wow, that's ridiculous. Gosh. So is it something that you might be working on in the future?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it. Once I get enough income generated again, I'll go ahead and start getting all that insurance and license and stuff like that again.
Okay. Okay. And then do you have any, or do you have a logo, or would you like us to create you one?
I could actually just send you the one that I've got on my contracts.
Okay. Oh, you don't have to worry about that right now. I was just, you know, wondering, this is just really to help out with your client interview so that they have some more information, but if you didn't have a logo, we can include that at no additional charge. But if you have one, then we can definitely use that for your, like, your website and stuff like that. So now, Justin, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Between 9 and 6.
Okay, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then is the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Just phone or text. I hardly check my emails.
Okay. And now, do you have, or would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Just to let you know, this is included, but totally optional. It's just essentially a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. It gives you a great way to directly track the calls coming from Google. And then it also does help to eliminate any type of other, you know, spam calls or other marketing calls or anything like that. So it does come with an app as well. So is that something you might be interested in?
If I don't go for it now, would I be able to add it in later since it's at no additional cost?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for now we'll just leave it off.
Okay. And, okay. Hold on here. Okay. And do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you need us to create you one?
I do not have a business Facebook thing.
Okay. And then would you like to add anybody as an authorized user on the account? Essentially, this is just somebody that can call in and get information if they need it.
Authorized user, what does that mean?
It just basically, if somebody wants information about your account with us, they can call in and get it. I mean, you don't have to add anybody. It's just, usually people add, like, a business partner or spouse or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't have a spouse or business partner. I'm just doing this by myself.
Okay, no problem. Let me go ahead and schedule your client interview. So we can do one second here. We can do it. Well, depending on what time you want me to process payment on Monday, we could potentially do it on Monday. But what time do you think I'll be able to process that?
It probably won't be until about 3 or 4. So if we could set up the interview for, like, Tuesday morning, that would work.
Tuesday morning around this time?
Yeah, about this time.
I'm going to do, like, okay.
I'm not going to be doing anything Tuesday, so I'll be able to focus on these phone calls coming in.
Okay.
So I can give whoever's doing the interview the answers they need.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah, that works perfect. We'll do it from 9 to 10. The whole phone call will not last an hour, Justin. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
All righty.
Okay, one second here. Gosh, I can't believe it's already going to be the 20th on Monday. It's like this month has flown by.
Year's already halfway over. Can't believe it.
I know. It's so crazy. It's wild. Okay. Okay, perfect. So I got everything I need here. Now, as far as billing, is it going to be the same address that you gave me?
No. Yeah, the same address that I gave you, the 3029 South 39th.
Okay, perfect. So now, are you going to want to do the $249 with the $99 setup fee or the $199 with the $99 setup fee?
I'll try the Facebook thing first. Okay. If I don't like it, I'm sure I can call and have you remove it.
Yeah, I mean, you could absolutely do that for sure. That is not a problem. Okay. So I'm almost ready for you here, Justin. Are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. One second. Okay. All right. So I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
Go ahead and grab it out. Okay. We're going to go 4429.
Mhm.
6400.
Mhm.
03-24-36-54.
Okay, perfect. And the expiration?
10-24.
Okay, and then the security code?
622.
Okay, perfect. So I'll update him, not process payment until Monday. I'm so used to saying I'm updating and processing payment, but no, I'm not going to do that until Monday. So, but I do have your permission to run your card at 3 p.m. Central Time?
Yes.
On Monday. Okay, perfect.
Now,
so,
question.
Yeah.
Is this going to be set up on like an auto pay to where it automatically pulls each month or... Because that was one of the issues
correct.
I had with Angie, because they were supposed to set my card up on auto pay, and they never did. So every 3 weeks, they were calling me to take a massive chunk out of my account.
Oh, no. We do auto pay. So after I run the payment, I'm going to give you a call and just have you sign our terms. And then, I mean, I can actually just do the voice verification with you right now. We can just get that out of the way. So basically, on Monday, all I'll just need you to do is sign the terms. And then I'll send you an email to help expedite the process of getting your Google Business profile set up. But I'll do the voice verification. Basically, this is to outline the service agreement with us. It's also because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, Justin, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question. Okay?
Okay.
So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and it's outlined in the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wilcox Siding, Window, and Rot Repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Wilcox, the owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So now, Justin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So I'll actually just go ahead and send over this email to you right now. Basically, part of being actively involved in your campaign, I'm sending you an email. It's going to say action needed for Google verification. Now, essentially what this is, it's just pictures that are needed for the Google business profile. If you don't have all of these things, that is completely fine. Just send in what you can before your client interview. So, you know, it's things like, you know, if you have a business card or tools and equipment. So Google is just requiring these things from businesses to verify their businesses now. You know, like I said, if you don't have all of these pictures, totally fine. Just send in what you can before your client interview on Tuesday, okay? So now, as a result of increased visibility, Justin, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just simply ask them this question, and then they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
First pet's name.
That one's my favorite. What was your first pet's name?
Lily.
Lily. Oh, was it a dog or a cat?
No, it was a bird.
A bird. Okay, that's cool, though. I like that. One of my old neighbors had a African gray, so I love birds. but anyway, so now, Justin, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yeah.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Like to call and let you guys know? Or
yeah, so I mean, essentially what that means is just if you do anything else online, which you really won't need to, just let us know because we just want to make sure whatever else you decide to do isn't in conflict with what we're doing with you. So that's just essentially why that's there.
Yeah, I think I will just leave the advertising to you guys. I'll just answer the phone calls and go do the work. That's really all
okay.
I want to do.
Perfect. Yeah, we got you. No problem. So now, Justin, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Monday's date, which is it's the 19th of June, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew for the $249 on the 19th of the month. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. You have the customer service line already. It's the 877 number that you called me in it. I always just suggest it's best to save that number in your phone because your account management team will always be calling you from that 877 number. So now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry, one very serious last thing I think I might have left out, but if you can discontinue your agreement at any time, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. I don't know if I said that, but I just want to make sure I let you know.
I usually try to give it at least a week.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
If this works out, I probably won't end up having to do that.
No, I know you won't be going anywhere. Yeah, for sure. So that's all the voice verification. So essentially just on Monday, I'll process the payment at 3 o'clock and then I'll have you sign our terms. But, I mean, you can always still, if you can just get the pictures together, you know, for the Google Business Profile verification, you know, you won't have to send them in until, you know, like Monday evening. But, you know, it just, you know, kind of helps out to jump on the wagon and get it going. You know, that's definitely one of the things that, you know, we want to get up and going the quickest, because that's what we're optimizing onto the first page. So other than that, Justin, your account is all set up and ready to go for Monday. Did you have any other questions at all?
Not that I can think of right now, but if I have any, I'm sure I can get back a hold of
it. Yeah, absolutely. You have my extension. 100%. Well, you know, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. I know you're going to love this, and we'll talk again on Monday, okay? I do hope you have a great weekend.
All righty. You do the same.
Okay. Bye, Justin.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.